All right, but up next, we've got Night Sky doing Bummer Lamb.
Nibbo was a bummer lamb, the tiny one, the third of three. Since her mama drew the line at two, she came home with me. Megan was a collie pup, a little lur, black and tan. She didn't mind her new litter mate was a spindly little lamb. They grew up side by side, both chasing the balls we threw. Megan always caught them all.
The lead vocal flubs a lot of notes throughout this song, like lots of notes. Lots of notes are way, way out of tune, which is distracting to me. And, you know, otherwise, though, this is a nice song with a nice saxophone performance. Yeah, it's sort of fine that way, but the vocal flubs tank it for me. It really does.
Yeah, I would be a lot less forgiving of the vocal flubs if he did not sound like John Darnielle from the Mountain Goats. So I have this positive association with the vocal timbre. So I'm like, oh, this is like a weird Mountain Goats song, but also contemporary jazz. So normally I'm not into this genre, but like, yeah, it was, you know, nice enough. The backing track was pretty good. My criticism, besides the lack of vocal tuning or, you know, adherence to a consistent vocal melody, would be that I would warn you about having awkward-sounding or unnatural-sounding lines in order to satisfy a rhyme constraint. Like, for example, Dibbo felt the ache inside, no longer she could hide. So no one says no longer she could hide. They would say she could hide no longer, or no longer could she hide. Like, that's just incredibly awkward phrasing for no reason, or to satisfy some arbitrary rhyme constraint. So I think that's just bad verse. But overall, this song is nice. One of the things that I found myself surprised by is that I was a little bit moved by the idea of a sheep who thought she was a dog, and that while the dog was playing with other dogs, she was, you know, left alone and could only bleat instead of bark. Like, normally I think that would just make me think it's sappy and dumb, but I was actually a little bit moved. So I did not expect that.
You and your feelings.
Yeah.